Welcome to Copilot Podcasts. You know that feeling when you're so absorbed in what you're doing that time just disappears? That's not just flow state. That might be your career sweet spot calling. Today, we're diving deep into how to discover your perfect career intersection, where your talents, passions, and market opportunities align. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the three key elements of career fulfillment and have practical strategies to find your own professional sweet spot. And joining me today is someone who's helped countless professionals find their career sweet spot. Welcome.
Thanks. You know, what's fascinating is that this isn't just about feeling good. Research shows that when people find their career sweet spot, they consistently outperform their peers.
Really? That's interesting. Can you break down what exactly we mean by career sweet spot?
Think of it like a Venn diagram with three circles: your personal interests, your natural talents and skills, and market opportunities. Where these three overlap, that's your sweet spot.
Ah, so it's not just about following your passion?
Exactly. You know, there's this misconception that if you just follow your passion, everything else will fall into place. But according to recent research, sustainable career satisfaction requires all three elements.
Can you give us an example of how this works in practice?
Here's a fascinating case. I recently came across someone who was interviewing for what they thought was their dream job. Everything looked perfect on paper.
I'm sensing a but coming.
Right. They discovered the company was notorious for terrible customer service. And this person realized customer advocacy was one of their core values. They turned down the role and found something that aligned better with their values.
That's really interesting. So values play a big role in this too?
Absolutely. According to recent studies, knowing your values actually insures you against poor career decisions. It's like having a career compass.
You know what's wild? I read that the average person spends about 90,000 hours at work over their lifetime.
That's exactly why this matters so much. And here's something interesting. Successful leaders almost always can articulate exactly what they're good at and why it's valuable.
So, how do people start identifying their sweet spot?
The first step is understanding your personal interests, what naturally draws your attention and enthusiasm. What makes you lose track of time?
And I imagine these are things that energize you rather than drain you.
Exactly. Research shows that when you work within your areas of natural talent, you're not just more productive, you're also less likely to experience burnout.
But how do you know if there's actually market demand for what you love and are good at?
That's where the third circle comes in, market opportunities. You need to research industry trends and job market demands. For example, the rise of AI has created huge demand for certain skills.
Speaking of research, I saw some interesting statistics about job satisfaction. Want to guess what percentage of people are actually engaged at work?
Well, according to recent Gallup data, about 77% of the workforce is actually disengaged at work.
That's pretty concerning.
It is, but here's the hopeful part. Studies show that companies that help employees find their sweet spot see higher retention rates and better performance.
Let's talk about practical steps. How can our listeners start identifying their talents?
Career assessments can be really helpful, but also pay attention to patterns. What do people consistently praise you for?
And what about identifying values?
Look at what bothers you at work. Often our strongest negative reactions point to our core values, like that example earlier about customer service.
That makes a lot of sense. What are some common mistakes people make in this process?
One big one is choosing careers based on trends or peer pressure rather than personal alignment.
Oh yeah, like everyone rushing into tech just because it's hot right now?
Exactly. And research shows that when your career doesn't align with your natural strengths, you often end up working longer hours and feeling more exhausted.
What about the idea that work is just work and we should find fulfillment elsewhere?
Actually, studies show that job satisfaction has been linked to lower levels of depression and anxiety and even reduced physical health issues.
Really? Physical health too?
Yes, research has found connections to everything from chronic pain to fatigue. It really shows how much our work affects our overall well-being.
Let's talk about adapting over time. Interests and markets change, right?
Absolutely. That's why it's important to regularly reassess your career alignment. The sweet spot isn't static. It evolves as you do.
How often should people do this reassessment?
Research suggests an annual deep review is good, but also pay attention to signs of misalignment throughout the year.
What kind of signs?
Consistent exhaustion, dreading Mondays, feeling like your work doesn't matter, these are all red flags that you might be off your sweet spot.
Those sound pretty common, unfortunately.
They are, but here's something interesting. Studies show that even small shifts toward better alignment can have significant impacts on job satisfaction.
Can you give an example of a small shift?
Sure. Maybe you're good at teaching, but stuck in a purely technical role. You might start by offering to train new team members or create documentation.
That's a great practical example.
And research shows these small steps often lead to bigger opportunities that better match your talents and interests.
What about people who feel stuck because of financial obligations?
That's a real concern. The key is to start with small experiments while maintaining stability. Test new directions through side projects or volunteer work.
Any other practical tips for our listeners?
Yes, start networking with people in fields that interest you. Research shows informational interviews can provide invaluable insights about potential career paths.
And I imagine that helps with the market opportunity piece too?
Exactly. Plus, studies show that most job opportunities come through professional networks rather than job boards.
What about people who aren't sure what they're passionate about?
That's actually really common. Start by tracking what energizes you versus what drains you throughout your workday.
Like keeping an energy journal?
Exactly. Research shows this kind of self-monitoring can reveal patterns we might miss otherwise.
As we wrap up, what's the most important thing for our listeners to remember?
Finding your career sweet spot isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process of alignment and adjustment.
And it's worth the effort, given how much time we spend at work.
Absolutely. Remember those 90,000 hours we mentioned? Wouldn't you rather spend them doing something that energizes and fulfills you?
Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode of Copilot Podcasts. Remember, your career sweet spot is where your talents, passions, and market opportunities meet.
And it's not just about job satisfaction. It's about creating value in a way that feels authentic to you.
Start paying attention to what energizes you, what you're naturally good at, and where those things intersect with market needs.
Because when you find that sweet spot, work doesn't just feel like work anymore. It feels like you're exactly where you're meant to be.
Thanks for joining us today on Copilot Podcasts. Remember, those 90,000 hours are going to pass either way. Might as well make them count.